Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Hello, friends.
Yo-yos. Pogs.
Ooh.
What else were the big trends, like the throwbacky trends when we were youngsters?
Slap bracelets.
Oh, yeah, slap bracelets.
Wasn't like GAC a thing?
GAC, but that was like, was that an old thing that came back? I don't think so.
No, I think it was just, like, that was just them trying to make Nickelodeon slime a little cooler.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, kids clearly have an affinity for boogers, so let's just sell them boogers in a jar.
You love boogers.
I know, but I just use my own. I don't have to like buy pre-owned boogers.
I mean, that's a lot of boogers to fill a GAC container.
It is. But it's something to aspire to.
Sure. Like if you're trying to... Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah.
It's good to have goals, especially as a kid, a booger-eating kid.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Like, yeah, I wasn't a booger-eating kid. I saved it into a little container.
And then ate it.
No, I didn't eat it. I like, played with it, like stuck it on things.
Oh.
Smacked the windows with
it. Oh, like nose goblins.
Yeah, exactly.
I see. I understand.
It's fun. You get to pick all the hairs out of there and everything before you put it in.
Did you get
the
a lot of hairs?
Not many. I still to this day can't grow hair.
Oh, that's interesting. Rough. You are smooth.
Yeah, I am.
You're very smooth. I just thought the knife puppy was shaving you.
Oh, no. I just have to glue this on every morning.
Really?
That's right.
Wow. That is sexy. Anyways, this is a Rewind episode. Do you want to make the noise? Yeah, there it is. This is a Rewind episode where I do a thing that Max has already reviewed. Where I do a thing that Max has already reviewed.
I just want to make sure that still worked.
It does.
Okay.
If I'm paying attention, it does.
Okay, fair enough.
But, yeah, we got some movies. Ooh. Do you want me to go first? Would you like to go first?
I would love for you to go first.
Well, then I sure will. And this Rewind is keeping with my theme of holiday movies, as it's close to the specific holiday time.
Uh-huh.
So that means that on the 30th of November, 2023, I watched Violent Night.
Violent Night.
Violent
David Harbour.
Night. Yeah. I love David Harbour.
Who doesn't?
Idiots.
Yeah, I like a David Harbour.
Just idiots.
Yeah.
Of course, this is from 2022. It is 1 hour and, God, what number is that? 52 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Your genre, action comedy thriller Holiday.
Holiday.
Directed by Tommy Wirkola.
Yeah.
Starring the David Harbour, the John Leguizamo, and the Beverly D'Angelo.
My favorite Pokemon.
Yes, John Leguizamo.
Leguizamo.
He's very good.
Yeah.
Very strong. Is he a grass type? What type is he?
I don't know. He's Violator from Spawn.
He is Violator from Spawn.
Leguizamo.
He's a violating type.
He is.
That's a soundbite. IMDb movie summary. When a group of mercenaries attack the estate of a wealthy family, Santa Claus must step in to save the day and Christmas.
Yep.
This movie's great.
It's wild, isn't it?
It's really violent, and I was really hopeful that it would have some of the Norse mythology and some of that stuff in it, and it does. David Harbour is just like... so tired of being Santa Claus in a way where he's just like, man, nobody's like getting Christmas, the spirit of Christmas. Everybody just wants like gift cards and nobody's like putting thought into this anymore. Nobody's appreciating
it's like
the holidays.
Pissed off he has to make electronics instead of toys and shit.
Right.
It's great.
It's very good. But when the movie gets to the violence, I was like, holy hell.
Yeah.
It is way over the top.
It is.
And I loved every second of it.
Yeah.
It's cool to get a Christmas movie like this. I know there's been other, there's been some horror movies that are Christmas themed.
Yes.
And, like, they're just not as good. They're like...
Santa Sleigh
and Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yep.
It's like, they're not bad per se, but
right.
It's just like, this is something different.
Yes.
This feels like something you could put on in front of your family. And
100%.
Yeah. What is John Leguizamo doing?
Leguizamo.
He's really good in this. I just love everything he does anymore.
He just is having fun now, you can tell.
For sure.
Like, between watching this and when I watched The Menu, I was like, man, this dude's just doing cool shit that he wants to do. Good for him.
Absolutely.
Get him, Luigi Mario.
Get him, Luigi Mario. the best Mario. Luigi Mario.
Luigi, I like me a Luigi.
Yeah. And I love me a Dennis Hopper Bowser.
Well, Dennis Hopper anything, really.
Well, that's true.
Rest in peace, sir.
Yes. But, I mean, I don't know. This movie, I feel like it had a slow pace, maybe is the only complaint.
Yes.
Because we were just really bouncing it around. It was a big estate, and it was a very wooded area around the estate. So you get a little of that. You get a little of the building.
But it's just a little long. Like, between each set piece, you're like, you know it's coming because it's very intentional, and the setup takes a little bit of time between each one. Characters are fun. Like, I liked the little, setup they did with, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't expect. You thought the dad was, like, the good guy in it and ended up being kind of a schmuck just like everybody else.
Yep.
His kids are schmucky, which is great. great. The son who wants to be an influencer.
Oh my God, that's the best.
Yeah, and the little gag about how they named him and everything. Like, there's good laughs in here. There's good set pieces in here.
Yeah, I think if you trim it a little bit, it's perfect.
I agree.
It's really good.
Come down like 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
10 minutes.
You're right on.
Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of walking around. There's a lot of slow. Like, I mean, David Harbour does a good job of delivering his lines.
But we've seen Die Hard. Like, we don't need a guy struggling in an attic for, you know, 2 to 3 minutes of him like heaving himself around like, oh, I'm getting too old for this shit. It's like, okay, we've seen this before.
Right.
And I get it. Like, it's trying to hit those beats to make sure you understand it understands what it is, but I didn't need it. I don't think you need it.
Nah. No, but I think that's the only gripe really is the pacing. Everything else is fun. It's over the top. There's really good moments. I really like when David Harbour and John Leguizamo get towards the end and they actually have some dialogue together.
Yes.
Instead of trying to find each other the whole movie.
Yep.
I think it's really good.
The chimney gag at the end is top notch.
Really cool.
Loved
really
that.
Cool.
Like, I actually cheered when I watched that.
Yeah.
It's good.
Very good stuff. But I think that's about it. I mean, I like that you brought up Die Hard because Leguizamo was in Die Hard too.
Leguizamo.
But let's see how everybody felt about it. IMDb gave it a 6.7 because they give everything a 6.7.
So they do.
They love it. The critics at Rotten Tomatoes, 208 of them, give it 73%.
Okay.
The audience, 25,000 plus, give it 88%.
Okay.
The wife and I agree.
Whoa.
Which is rare.
Christmas miracle.
We were all huddled around the TV trying to keep warm. And we said, I agree with you. You're right. Which is weird. We both gave it an 8 out of 10.
Wow, high score too.
High score agreeing. Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. Isn't that
weird? Really weird.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I got a movie?
No way.
I do. That is how this works, even with the rewinds.
Really?
Yeah. 2008 JCVD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of your favorites.
That's right.
Watch this on November 19th of 2023. This also happens to be one of Jared's Alphabet Challenge.
Jared's Alphabet Challenge.
Yeah. So this is from my personal collection. It represents the letter J. Tim, thankfully, in time, was like, hey, Jackie, yes, I already reviewed this movie. And I was like, oh, I'm glad you said something sooner. So I know I have to say this for a rewind episode. It happens to be 1 hour and 37 minutes precisely. It is an action crime film directed by Marbrook L. McCree? McCree.
Sounds like he should totally be in a Western.
Yeah. Starring Jean-Claude Van Damme. Surprise.
Hey.
Valerie Bodson and Hervé Sogny? I don't know.
All 100% rough. Correct.
This is rough here.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
Your summary. When a washed-up actor returns to Belgium to find tranquility, he finds himself involved in a bank robbery. Police believe him to be the perpetrator of that robbery, so he plays both the roles of the criminal to the police and the hero to the hostages.
Yeah, it's pretty silly and pretty great.
It is. It's really cool how much I got to see this when it came out in the theater.
Wow.
This movie really does such an awesome job. When I saw the trailer, I was just like, how is this movie not going to be fantastic? Like, they're actually letting Jean-Claude Van Damme really like act. Like, he's gonna act first, action second, which he doesn't do very often at all.
No, it's a lot of kicking, a lot of sweating.
Yes.
A lot of slow motion,
that's
facial
right.
kind of things.
Absolutely. And it's rare he gets to just sit. And there's a whole scene where he sits and delivers a monologue directly to the camera, and it is awesome. Like, you can tell at least either he is a phenomenal actor, which I don't doubt, but or there is some truth behind what is on the page there that he got to read. And you can just tell there's a little bit of heft behind what he was delivering. I mean, obviously he tears up in the monologue, and it's really cool to see how, like, everybody thinks it's cool to be an action star, and it kind of, like, any career can kind of suck in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Having a bad day at this awesome thing does suck.
Yep. And now he's stuck in the middle of this bank robbery. There's a good chance he's going to end up being shot by the police because they think he's the bad guy. He's going to be shot by the bad guys because they think he's trying to pull a fast one on them. It's, like, so good and so lovely, the fact that we get to just kind of take a breath with Jean-Claude Van Damme and take a little peek behind, not a real curtain, but kind of get a look at what his life is. And I know a lot of these elements were taken from his real life.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of dramatic moments. And I was just like, wow, I'm, like, feeling this. Like,
yeah.
I'm shocked.
It's heavy. It's believable. It's not over the top. It just is handled so carefully, and the story's constructed kind of from the middle outward. Mm-hmm. So you get to see a little bit of setup, so you know where Jean-Claude Van Damme's doing what he's doing. But then from there, it's just kind of like piecemeal. Like, you don't understand what's happening, and you have to construct the story. It doesn't just do that to be weird or artsy. It actually does it to help you feel the way Jean-Claude does towards the end.
Right.
Really awesome movie.
Yeah, it's a fun one. It's not what you initially expect, which is great.
Yep, I love that. IMDb gives it a 7 flat out of 10.
Wow.
Rotten Tomato critics, 107 critics, 84%. Audience, 10,000 plus, give it 74%. And I says, 8.0 out of 10, I says.
Very cool. This did good at the festival circuit, I want to say.
Yes. And it got picked up, I believe, there, and then it got shopped out, and that's how it had a small theatrical run. I forget if we went to Philly to see this or Cherry Hill, or so we had to go somewhere to see it.
Right.
But like, we got to just go around the corner and see it, like a large release movie.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And I think Sam said it was weird, but she enjoyed it, if I recall correctly.
That sounds like that, Sam.
I recall correctly. I am affirmed. Something like that, yeah. You enjoyed it. You just thought it was weird. I don't write down your scores. I'm not as diligent as Tim.
No, I was wondering what
you gave it. Oh, I gave it an 8. Thank you for paying attention.
Jeez.
Fired.
God. You paying attention, wife? There's going to be a quiz. No? All right. Well, what was my first movie? Do you? Yeah?
Maybe not.
Oh, man.
Was it the Thanksgiving?
Well, everyone's
good
fired.
Night, everybody.
Everyone's fired.
Oh, you guess somebody else needs to rewind the episode. Huh?
Oh, this.
I guess somebody else has to rewind this episode. Oh. Anywho,
yeah,
let's keep the fun going.
Yeah, please, let's just talk some more so no one listens.
Holy shit, are you? Holy hell. All right, well, I got a movie.
Do you? Because I wasn't paying attention.
Well, then it doesn't really matter, I guess. This is a movie that when you told... I never heard of this movie, but when you reviewed it, I instantly wanted to see it.
Okay,
and that doesn't happen often like that, you know, where I'm just like, I really need to see this. So, on the 3rd of December of 2023, the wife and I watched Summer of 84.
Ooh.
Yes. Wow. The Summer of 84.
Okay.
Pay attention, wife. You were here for this.
Kids on an Adventure movie.
Kids on an Adventure.
Oh, I'm excited to hear what you have to say about this movie. It's fucking nuts.
It very much is. So this is from 2018, directed by Francois Simard. Johan Carl Wissell? I swear to God, that's the name. And Enyuk Wissell.
Which are Roadkill Superstar, I'm pretty sure.
Yes. But that one name is one big name, right?
It's three people.
Well, I wrote it like it was one big name.
No.
Well, let's rewind. No. Francois Simard and Johan Carl Wissell. Johan.
Yes, Roadkill Superstars.
There we go. That's the...
There's three of them, a female and two males, who directed this movie.
Right, the wife and the brother or something. And Yeah.
Also responsible for one of our favorites, Turbo Kid.
Turbo Kid. I couldn't think of the name.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, well, starring Graham Versherry.
Okay, now I can't help.
Judah Lewis and Caleb Emery.
Three individual folks as well.
Could confirm. there is a fourth boy. As well. And he bombs around with them sometime. Your IMDb movie summary. After suspecting that their police officer neighbor is a serial killer, a group of teenage friends spend their summer spying on him and gathering evidence. But as they get closer to discovering the truth, things get dangerous.
Darkwing Duck.
I don't remember Darkwing Duck that well. bullet points. I got one. Rich Somer is so good as the police officer.
Oh, he's so good, isn't he?
Yeah, he was in Mad Men. He was in The Devil Wears Prada. He is very, very, very good as the police officer. Because he plays it both straight and then a little dirty later. Because it's like he's getting frustrated with these kids. Because he starts realizing that they are spying on him.
Through most of the movie, he is good-humored about it. And he takes it in stride. And you can tell he's just like good guy down the street. Like, he's the neighbor you want, he's the policeman, he's just good-natured dude.
Yep.
And then you kind of get a little nervous because the kid has to go tell him what he's doing, and he takes it really well, and you're like, damn, this is just an all-around good guy, and they screwed up. And I think the movie does such a good job of convincing you as the viewer. Right. You're like, yeah, these kids just fucked up. It happens. That's cool, because you don't see a movie like that much.
Right, Right. And you're just like, man, but like the kid won't let it go. And you're like, he's still going after this guy. He's still pursuing it. And you're like, but what if he's right?
You don't want to believe at a point. You're just like, this kid's a jackass.
Yeah, this kid sucks.
Yep.
I hope he rides his bike straight into traffic.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. I thought this movie was great. It was really dark. It was really twisted. It was all the friends, and the friends couldn't be more different. And I kind of like that. I like the one friend always has his back no matter what.
Yep.
The larger kid, and just really good movie, really fun twist on this, and knowing it's, you know, Roadkill superstar, I'm not surprised at all.
Right,
they just like, let's do the thing that everybody likes but a little different and a little more weird.
The ending
is amazing.
I didn't see it coming,
right,
and I was just like, oh my god. And it's scary, because when he drops down out of that attic, the movie completely changes.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what's going to, like, literally, you're just completely in shock. Like, I do not know what is going to happen to these kids.
Right.
Like, now it's not safe. It doesn't feel like an 80s coming of age movie anymore.
No.
This feels like these kids are legit going to die.
And without spoiling it, the way it ends, the actual end with the kid on the bike, similar to how it begins with the kid on the bike, and how you see all the characters as they've changed after the course of this movie and what has happened to all of them. And some of it's not a big deal and some of it's a huge deal. And it's just very good callback.
Oh, yeah.
And just showing you the emotions of this journey. It was really well done.
It leaves you with something traumatic happens like that. You may, you know what I mean? You may survive it, but you don't go away from it unscathed.
No, you're very scathed.
Yeah.
Very, very scathed.
Yeah.
I thought this movie was really good. So, what do you think IMDb would give it, though?
I reviewed this movie, and I don't remember. I'm just going to go with 6.7, because that's the collection.
That is correct. It is a 6.7, like every movie on IMDb.
That's right.
The critics at Rotten Tomatoes, 65 of them, give it 71%. Mm-hmm. The audience, 500+, give it 67%. The wife and I both have scores. Who do you think liked it more?
I'm going to say you did.
You would be correct. My wife's like, meh, it's fine. She was just kind of like, meh. You know, she kind of just, meh. Did one of those, and I was like, I thought you'd like this. You like murder. You're all about it. You're like, get me more murder. And then she's just like, no, I've seen better murder. I've seen so much murder.
I could have done better than that. Those kids wouldn't have survived that long.
Yeah, no. This could have been a half hour, you know? This could have been narrated by Robert Stack. We could have got this done.
Done.
The wife gave it a 5.5.
Okay.
Which is good, considering she was just like, meh.
Yep.
And I gave it a 7.
Nice.
I enjoyed it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I watched this movie that you watched and also that Sam made me watch.
Ooh.
It is from 2017. It is The Greatest Showman.
Oh.
Watched this on December 9th of 2023. It's 1 hour and 45 minutes. A musical film.
Makes me want to sing.
Yeah. Directed by Michael Gracie, starring the Hugh Jackman, the Zac Efron, and the Zendaya.
Ah, the Zendaya.
Yeah. Your summary for this one is, celebrates the birth of show business and tells a story of a visionary who rose from nothing to create a spectacle that became a worldwide sensation.
Yes, it's a lot of lies.
That polished summary is exactly all this movie is interested in telling you about P.T. Barnum.
Yeah, scumbag.
Yeah. The things I knew about this movie before going into it is that the soundtrack was absolutely phenomenal.
Yep.
And I had heard that the movie is pretty much the biggest gloss over possible for someone like P.T. Barnum.
Correct.
And that is accurate. It shows you a little bit of, like, the basics. Like, you could, in theory, like, read the Wikipedia article and kind of get across, you know what I mean? Be like, I'm just going to read the first 3 sentences on Wikipedia, and then I'm going to make this movie. And you could, and you'd probably make this movie.
Right.
And that's fine. It's entertaining. It's, you know what I mean? It's very clean. Even the look of it is clean, even though he's supposed to be poor and the rough part of town and things are, you know what I mean? It's at a time and in a place that when it was down and dirty, it was down and dirty, and this movie was not.
Yeah, it's super clean. Yeah. Everything's bright.
Yep, everything's vibrant and lovely, and the soundtrack is phenomenal, though.
It is.
Like, I would say of this score, 90% of it is, like, the soundtrack and musical numbers. Like,
I would agree with that.
The musical set pieces are awesome. They're entertaining. They're well-performed. They're well-choreographed. Like, this is what they were going for in this film. It was just like, how do we string together all of these things? And it's just like, let's just make a movie about P.T. Barnum. Okay, sounds good. We'll weave 12 minutes of that into this. And it's still fine because the set pieces and the music is that compelling and that well done that it's It's awesome. I was really impressed with that part of it. But the rest of the movie, all the in-between pieces, were pretty big letdowns.
I wish they showed him as kind of an ass.
Yeah.
I can forgive The Clean just because it is a musical. Like, if right. you want it to be
it
bright.
It feels like a theater, yeah. Like a theater production.
Right. So,
yeah.
like, I could forgive it if they did that. But if they were just kind of like, but it's Hugh Jackman. Who can hate on Hugh Jackman? The yeah. man's lovely.
He is lovely.
He's a dreamboat.
He's Wolverine.
He is Wolverine.
Yeah.
He will always be Wolverine.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, you can't do any better.
No, you can't.
You can't do any better.
We never will.
Yeah, Zac Efron, getting ready for him to be reviewed in Iron Claw when you watch it.
Yeah, I got to get on that.
I got to leave that for you. A24 wrestling movie, never in a million years would I touch that film. I'd get suplexed.
I used to give Dobbs the Iron Claw. She loved it. That was my
dog. Dog loved everything,
she
though.
Did. Yeah. That's true.
So your scores for this one, IMDb gives it a 7.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Critics, 266 of them give it a 56%. Hmm. The audience of 25,000 plus, 86%.
Mm, that sounds right.
And I am coming in clustered kind of in the middle at a 6 out of 10 on The Greatest Showman. Sam is shaking her head vigorously. What do you give it, a 9 out of 10?
9?
This is a Sam movie, though. She's here for the set pieces. She's here for the music. She loves the music.
She looks so mad.
That's okay. She wasn't listening to me until right now. Go figure.
That's true. Yeah. What's up with that, Sam?
She just knew when to get angry.
I'm still not putting her mic on.
Take that, Sam.
Yeah. It's no Newsies.
What do you give it? 9, right?
Yeah.
9 out of 10? Okay. I give it a 6. You give it a 9? Nice.
Nice.